This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Last week, Elon Musk sued OpenAI, and a big part of this lawsuit is that he was a very early investor. He kind of helped get OpenAI started, and he said, you know, their pivot from being a open source nonprofit to a closed source for-profit partnering with Microsoft was against what he was kind of envisioning when he got this, you know, when he kind of helped them get started. So, OpenAI has now released a document outlining their entire relationship with Elon. They posted this on X and other platforms. Absolutely fascinating. Essentially, it's their response to his lawsuit, and Elon has replied to their response. There is so much drama here, but I want to break it down. I'm going to try to be as, middle of the road as possible and explain the facts, explain what people are saying, and give a little bit of a commentary on top of what I think people might be going with. My first, you know, kind of after reading this entire document, my first initial reaction was, OpenAI just trying to clear the air and explain a little bit of their side of the story, which I think is completely fair in a situation like this. What I will say, though, is with this whole lawsuit, when these lawsuits happen, they go through a discovery phase where essentially OpenAI is going to be forced to give over all of the documents, all of the emails, all the communications from the early days of the company to help kind of get to the bottom of Elon Musk's accusations. And to me, it feels like what they've shared here, because it's a number of screenshots between them and Elon outlining the beginning of the company, and I'll read those and kind of go over them. But it feels like a little bit of an effort to kind of front run this discovery process, which inevitably is going to make – it kind of makes everybody look bad, right? So they're trying to, I think, have a little bit of positive public opinion and share from, you know, their side, which some people would accuse of this of being kind of like cherry-picked emails. Now, I will just fully admit at the beginning of this whole video that I, for one, love OpenAI. I use ChatGPT every day. I think it's amazing technology, and I hope that, you know, something like this doesn't slow down their development. At the same time, I understand where an early investor like Elon would be coming from after having put, you know, funding in for a specific thing. And I also understand that this is a tricky situation, because going from a nonprofit where essentially the money that he put in was considered a taxable, you know, charitable donation, to all of a sudden a for-profit, this is a very tricky and sketchy at best on a legal standing, because essentially any company could do that. If this is illegal to do, any company could call themselves a nonprofit, take in, you know, millions of dollars that are, you know, tax write-offs for their investors or donors, and all of a sudden convert that to equity and give their donors some sort of equity in a for-profit. And then, you know, it just to me seems like that is a little dubious at best. And of course, there's the whole mission side of it. So I want to break it down, because they actually do address all of this. So this all came out in a tweet earlier yesterday, which said, you know, OpenAI said, "We are dedicated to the OpenAI mission and have pursued it every step of the way. We're sharing some facts about our relationship with Elon, and we intend to move to dismiss all of his claims," right? Elon's response to this, I'll go through a little bit of the Twitter back and forth here briefly, but then I'll go and actually read this and kind of share their side of the story. Elon's response was, "Change your name to Closed AI and I will drop the lawsuit," which of course is a big dig, because, you know, this is a company called OpenAI. In their response here, they actually outline why OpenAI doesn't actually mean open source, which a lot of people have some thoughts on. So then Elon also tweeted a picture of Sam Altman where he's like, famously, it's a picture of him holding up his OpenAI name badge when he got kicked out of the company and was coming back to negotiate like his return, and Elon changed it to say Closed AI. Okay, so all of kind of the petty drama on Twitter aside, let's get into what actually is said here. So OpenAI says that the mission of OpenAI is to ensure AGI benefits all of humanity, which means both building safe and beneficial AGI and helping create broadly distributed benefits. We are now sharing what we've learned about achieving our mission and some facts about our relationship with Elon. Okay, so they kind of go into that. What I think is interesting here is they specifically highlight that their goal is helping create broadly distributed benefits. This does not say we're creating an open source AI model that is, you know, anyone can use for free or put into your products and anyone gets it, which was kind of the vision at the beginning. They're saying, no, our vision is really just to help create broadly distributed benefits, meaning, you know, offering like a free tier for people all around the world to use essentially fits this mission for them without having to give the technology away. And I kind of understand where they're going from there. This is what they said. They said, we realize building AGI will require far more resources than we'd initially imagined. Elon said we should announce an initial $1 billion funding commitment to OpenAI. And in total, the nonprofit has raised less than $45 million from Elon and more than $90 million from other donors. Okay, what I'm seeing here, in my opinion, is... So in regards to the $1 billion, I think Elon, when they were trying to essentially get this thing spun up, his vision here was like, we need to create some sort of counterweight to Google, who is a closed source for-profit AI company. They just bought DeepMind and DeepBrain and had, you know, all of the AI researchers essentially acquired. And so Elon was saying, you know, we need to raise $1 billion. We need to, you know, raise a ton of money and we'll, you know, be able to fight against Google or be like an actual competitor. If we don't raise $1 billion, we're not going to be a real competitor. He kind of said some stuff like that at the beginning. So they're outlining this here. Now, he obviously didn't fund $1 billion. He funded about $45 million, which, you know, they say, I don't know why they have to phrase it like we've raised less than $45 million from Elon. Why don't they just say like we raised $44 million from Elon? Why don't they just say the exact number? I hate it when they say less than, like they're trying to make it small. And also, if you look at it, $45 million is literally 33% of all the money they've ever raised. And so they're like, look, it's not like Elon didn't fund the whole thing. $90 million came from other people. 33% is a lot to be invested in a company when everyone else puts in the other, you know, it's half of what everyone else has put in. So, I mean, all that to say, he obviously was one of the top investor, you know, donors to this. I guess it's not investments, it's a not-for-profit. I almost wonder if he's going to have to like retroactively pay taxes for that $45 million because, you know, now that it's a for-profit, it no longer is a charitable contribution. I don't know how that goes. In any case, they said when starting OpenAI in late 2015, Greg and Sam had initially planned to raise $100 million. Elon said in an email, we need to go much bigger. Okay, I've kind of outlined what happened there. They said, we and Elon recognized a for-profit entity would be necessary to acquire those resources. So... in regards to this, I'm going to actually read, they have cited here the email and they kind of have their own commentary throughout and have put some notes in here. You can go read. What I actually want to read is the exact email that outlines this because a lot of people are talking about this. So if we go to this exact email, it's going to say something like, working on cutting-edge AI is unfortunately expensive, for example. So, okay, this is, by the way, this email I'm about to read is blotted out who it's from, but everyone's saying it's from Karpathy, who was working at Tesla. And this was to OpenAI, and so I'm assuming somehow this was, you know, OpenAI was CC'd in, or that's how they got access to this email. Or maybe he forwarded it, whatever, I'm not sure. But in any case, it says, we're working... working at the cutting edge of AI is unfortunately expensive. For example, and then retracted, in addition to DeepMind, Google also has Google Brain Research and Cloud and TensorFlow TPUs, and they own about a third of all research. In fact, they hold their own AI conferences. I also strongly suspect that computer horsepower will be necessary and possibly even sufficient to reach AGI. If historical trends are any indication, progress in AI is primarily driven by systems, compute data, infrastructure. The core algorithms we use today have remained largely unchanged from the 90s. Not only that, but any algorithmic advances published in a paper somewhere can be almost immediately re-implemented and incorporated. Conversely, algorithmic advances alone are inert without the scale to make them scary. Okay, so what I want to say here is the fact that, you know, the big thing is he's saying, you know, the problem is if OpenAI is going to go and create this technology and publish it publicly and it's open source and the code's open source, like technically Google could just grab it and use it. And so I actually understand this side of the argument. This isn't even coming from OpenAI. This is coming from, I think at the time, one of Elon's employees referencing him there. And in all of this, that Karpathy was kind of talking to Elon and saying, essentially just floating the idea of OpenAI attaching itself to Tesla, so essentially becoming kind of like a Tesla subsidiary and helping them to achieve the problem, which I think, you know, the reason why they bring this up is because Karpathy was working on this problem at the time, which was self-driving. So he was like, come like bring OpenAI into Tesla, help us work on self-driving, our market cap is going to go up exponentially, then we'll be able to take all the money from the profits there and put it into OpenAI research to help you develop AGI. So that was his kind of concept. Now, a lot of people are criticizing this because they're like, see, this is just proof that Elon and his employees, I mean, big, you know, AI lead researcher who I believe is no longer with Tesla and may have even went over to OpenAI and kind of is back and forth. In any case, was saying, you know, that essentially this is like a hostile takeover or something like that, like OpenAI needed to be embedded in Tesla. Now, the other side of the argument that I've also been hearing, you know, looking through things, is that essentially this is what OpenAI did. They didn't attach themselves to Tesla, but they just chose a different company, which was Microsoft, to attach them to, who owns 50% of OpenAI. So, I mean, I know people will, you know, have different opinions on this, and that's totally cool. But at the end of the day, that's essentially what OpenAI did. So he kind of was right here that they weren't going to be able to do this on their own as a research lab, and that they were going to need to attach themselves to a big company. You see that they've done this. And I mean, I think they made a good move attaching themselves to someone like Microsoft, who's able to give them access to Azure and all that compute. I think Tesla had a lot of compute as well because of their AI programs and stuff that they were running at the time. But I think obviously Microsoft has, you know, one of the biggest cloud providers in the world. So this was probably a good move from like that strategical perspective. But in any case, the strategy was probably a decent strategy. Okay. So the next thing that I want to bring up is as far as the whole nonprofit thing goes, OpenAI says we couldn't agree on terms on a for-profit with Elon because we felt it was against the mission for individuals to have absolute control over OpenAI. Elon wanted like a board seat and a majority equity control if they turned it into a for-profit when they were kind of floating that idea. He then suggested instead merging it with Tesla. So that's the email that I just shared. Elon soon chose to leave OpenAI, saying that our probability of success was zero and that he planned to build an AGI competitor within Tesla. When he left in late February 2018, he told our team that he was supportive of us finding our own path to raising billions of dollars. In December 2018, Elon sent an email saying, quote, even raising several hundred million won't be enough. This needs billions per year immediately or forget it. Okay, so he was probably right. I mean, that's why they went to Microsoft, I would assume. But at the same time, they did exactly what he didn't want them to do. So I'm sure this is where his kind of his beef comes in here, because like he was saying, you need to be able to raise billions, I can help you. And they're like, okay, we do need to raise billions, we'll go to Microsoft. And his whole thing was like, I don't want, you know, Apple or Microsoft or one of these big tech giants to essentially control you and have some sort of bad, you know, bad motives, which, I mean, it's just, it's the same thing they're probably proposing, but it's just like, are his motives better than theirs? Yes or no? I don't know. And that, of course, is an opinion and whatever. So the last thing that they said is, we advance our mission by building widely available beneficial tools. Okay, so now this is kind of the final piece of all this, and there's some really interesting, I'm going to read the receipts of the emails as well on this, because I think this brings up a lot of really interesting points and a lot of big discussions have been happening around this. But this is what they said. We are making our technology broadly usable in ways that empower people and improve their daily lives, including via open source contributions. We provide broad access to today's most powerful AIs, including a free version that hundreds of millions of people use every single day. We, for example, Albania is using OpenAI's tools to accelerate its EU ascension by as much as 5.5 years. Digital Green is helping. So essentially, they're just going to be going over like a bunch of different ways that OpenAI is good and is helping, you know, a bunch of different projects. They say, you know, Digital Green is helping boost farmers' income in Kenya and India by dropping the cost of agricultural extension services 100x by building on OpenAI. Lifespan, the largest healthcare provider in Rhode Island, uses GPT-4 to simplify its surgical consent forms from a college reading level to a sixth grade one. Iceland is using GPT-4 to preserve the Icelandic language. Elon understood the mission did not imply open source. You know, did not imply open sourcing AGI, as Ilya told Elon, quote, okay, this is the thing that's very controversial. A lot of people are talking about this is what Ilya said to Elon, quote, as we get closer to building AI, it will make sense to start being less open. The open in OpenAI means that everyone should benefit from the fruits of AI after it's built, but it's totally okay to not share the science. To which Elon replied, yep. Okay. This paragraph here is, I think, a lot of the is a lot of the drama, and I want to dig into this specifically, but I'll just finish off the last thing they said in this, and then I think I'm going to read the actual email because this has a lot of context. I think people need to actually understand this to make an opinion on this whole case. But they pretty much finished off by saying, we're sad that it's come to this with someone whom we've deeply admired, someone who inspired us to aim higher, then told us we would fail, started a competitor, and then sued us when we started making meaningful progress towards OpenAI's mission without him. We are focused on advancing our mission and have a long way to go as we continue to make our tools better and better. We are excited to deploy these systems so they empower every individual. Okay, this email I think we need to see. So essentially what it was an email. It was an email from Ilya, and he is talking about what is a hard takeoff scenario, which I'm assuming is talking about, you know, AI and AGI really taking off. He said, you know, this is from Ilya. This is to Elon, Sam Altman, Greg Brockman are all CC'd on this, but he said, this article is concerned with a hard takeoff scenario. If a hard takeoff occurs and a safe AI is harder to build than an unsafe one, then by open sourcing everything, we make it easy for someone unscrupulous with access to overwhelming amounts of hardware to build an unsafe AI, which will experience a hard takeoff. Okay, so, you know, he's saying, you know, the danger of AI is why they can't open source it. Now, I know there's a lot of people on different sides of this camp. Meta and Jan over at Meta seems to think that open source is 100% the way to safeguard, and they're going full steam on that. So I think this is, you know, it's interesting. They definitely have a different opinion there, and these are two big players that are kind of, I don't know, unrelated from this specific beef, with very different opinions on this. That's then when he said, as we get closer to building AI, it will make sense to start being less open. Okay, so they didn't actually quote this whole thing in their blog post. They did screenshot this and share it, which I think I appreciate, but they didn't give this full quote, and I think you need the full context. They said, as we get closer to building AI, it will make sense to start being less open. The open and open AI means that everyone should benefit from the fruits of AI after it is built, but it's totally okay to not share the science, even though sharing everything is definitely the right strategy in the short and possibly medium term for recruitment purposes. A lot of people are mad about that. Okay, so Elon responded, yep. Now, to me, yep doesn't mean like, yes, I agree with everything you said, because there is, you know, there's a few emails and a few things that had also been said before that. And, you know, the hard takeoff scenario and the bad actors, like, but so he could have been saying yep to one or the other. So I'm not really sure where that sits. The thing that, and also yep doesn't necessarily mean like, yeah, you're 100% right. This is very true. It's just like, to me, that's kind of what it feels like. It's like, I say yep when I'm like, okay, you guys are beyond hopeless. Like, we're screwed, right? It could mean that. I don't know what it means, but I don't know. They use this yep to, in their blog, say that Elon like supported their whole going to nonprofit or for profit, which seemed like he wasn't really there unless they did it with him. So maybe he's jealous or whatever. Like, there's all those things that can get litigated out. In any case, I don't think that this yep is like a solid, see, Elon was on board the whole time and now randomly he's not. Okay. But regardless of that, the thing that I think is really important here and that everyone is talking about on X and that's getting them in a lot of trouble, people are saying they essentially self-sabotaged, because they openly admitted here, and by saying, even though sharing everything is definitely the right strategy in the short and possibly medium term for recruitment purposes, seems really shady to say, we're OpenAI, we're a nonprofit, we're sharing all of our stuff, and they're saying they're literally just doing this for recruitment purposes to get the top AI talent. Once they have the top AI talent, then they change it, go closed source, don't share anything. A lot of these big AI names, they want to work for open source companies. There's some people that recently have even left OpenAI and talked a lot about how they're more focused on AI project or open source projects now. So I think that this is probably the one thing they shouldn't have added into all of this, because this definitely doesn't make them look good. Now, what I will say is this, you know, here I think we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 emails, maybe, you know, 5 or 6 emails. That they've chosen to share from this whole exchange to clarify their whole relationship with Elon Musk. There's obviously hundreds of emails. I don't know what's in those other 100. I don't know if these are cherry-picked. I don't know if these are the only things that were relevant. But in any case, in the lawsuit, the discovery process will bring all that up. Now, it sounds like they have an option to avoid the lawsuit. I don't know how serious Elon is, but you know, he said that if they change their name to Closed AI, he's going to drop the lawsuit. So to me, that seems like a very interesting a very interesting option. I kind of highly doubt they would do that. But at the same time, it's kind of ironic because it's like, why is it open AI? Why isn't it just helpful AI? Like, open obviously means open source. When you start one of these companies, that's anyone that has open in their name, that's typically what they do. Now, what I will say, it's not like this is some, you know, big bad thing OpenAI has done per se, because this is kind of industry standard at this point. There's a ton of companies that start as open source projects. They share everything, they recruit, they get people to help with their code, then they switch their latest version once they can prove they get a lot of demand to a closed source project. And I'm not saying whether that's good or bad either, because, you know, I'll obviously have different opinions than a lot of people on that. But one last thing I wanted to read in regards to all of this was when they filed the company, how they actually filed it. And, you know, to them, they said open doesn't necessarily mean that it's open source. It just means that we're going to help everyone. But this is one thing that I did see a lot, so I thought I'd bring it up. In their actual filings, it said, "This corporation shall be a nonprofit corporation organized exclusively for charitable and or educational purposes within the meaning of Section 501(c)(3) of Internal Revenue Service Code 1986, blah, 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 blah. So when they filed this, they said that this will be exclusively for charitable and educational purposes. Now, I know a lot of people are like, oh, but like they couldn't have succeeded as that. But that is what they filed as, and changing it obviously has dubious legal, results or consequences or whatever. So this is a very interesting story. I'm not sure I'm qualified to, you know, speculate on who's going to win the lawsuit or who's right or who's wrong in this. But I do want to say, I think that there's probably good points, there's valid points on both sides of this. And at the end of the day, my big motivation, I think a lot of people's motivation, is it's like, we don't really want this to be a boxing match, like Elon wins and OpenAI loses, or OpenAI wins and Elon loses. Like, I think everyone says, look, we have, you know, people that are smart and good at technology and bringing forth AI, which is something that we're all very passionate and excited about. Let's figure out how to work, you know, work together, get along, and progress the whole industry. And I think that's really what we would love to see. That's what I would love to see. So I don't know exactly what the best resolution for this is. I doubt OpenAI is going to change their name to Closed AI. A lot of people are saying this is just a big PR stunt from Elon. But again, you know, I've seen a bunch of interviews where Elon has seemed kind of upset about this whole situation. So it may actually be, you know, he has got some grievances with the whole thing and how it was handled. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I will keep you up to date on what is happening in the case and how people are responding. But I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your day. If you enjoyed the podcast, please make sure to subscribe or rate us wherever you're listening to the podcast. Give us a thumbs up, give us some stars, and have a fantastic rest of your day.